Cuomo, in his budget address, said he'll convene a commission to decide how to cut $2.5 billion in Medicaid spending to help close a budget gap without harming recipients.
Zero impact on beneficiaries. Find industry efficiencies and or additional industry revenue, root out waste, fraud, and abuse.
But that commission, known as the Medicaid Redesign Team, won't report back until sometime in March, potentially just weeks or even days before the state budget is due, leaving the legislature little time to analyze the proposals. Senator Jim Seward, who's the ranking minority member of the Senate Finance Committee, says he's concerned about the lack of timely information to lawmakers and whether those affected by potential cuts will have a chance to speak out.
There's an extremely limited time frame involved here and a huge job and responsibility and challenge.
Lawmakers also complained they weren't notified about just how much the Medicaid budget has ballooned recently. The state health department last March stopped posting on its website the monthly reports on Medicaid spending. During that time, Cuomo's budget officials delayed a $1.7 billion payment to providers so that the spending was not counted in the last fiscal year, but was credited to the current fiscal year. It was an effort to, on paper, stay within a self-imposed spending cap. State Medicaid Director Donna Frescatore told a skeptical Assembly Health Committee Chair Richard Godfrey that in the future, the department would be more transparent.
It's our intent going forward to generate those reports on a monthly basis.
And to send them to us, like, right away as they're generated.
Yeah, they're public reports, so I think as soon as they're generated and we do our quality assurance, they're available publicly.
Okay. Unfortunately, for the health department to say something is public data doesn't mean I can see it.
Just before the hearing, the health department posted on its website the monthly Medicaid spending numbers from last April through December of 2019. The chair of the Senate Health Committee, Gustavo Rivero, told Frescatore and Health Commissioner Howard Zucker that the lack of detail is unacceptable.
What you're asking us to do as a legislature is to trust you. Folks, this don't build trust. I will only speak for myself in this moment, but I figure many of my colleagues can agree. We don't trust you. You gotta build that. This ain't helping.
Rivera says he's skeptical that the cuts can be achieved without harming patients. The governor also proposed a plan that would alter the terms of a 2013 cap that the state placed on the growth of Medicaid costs for the state's counties. That agreement allowed county spending to remain flat while the state paid for any increases in spending from year to year. Now Cuomo says if the counties and New York City increase spending on Medicaid more than 2% from the previous year, the state will no longer be footing the bill. He says counties have not been responsible in their spending.
That's the blank check syndrome. We are signing the check, and they're filling out the amount.
New York City's Office of Management and Budget estimates that could cost the city over $1 billion next year. Local governments have said it's the state that makes most of the decisions on how the Medicaid dollars are spent. Several lawmakers called the governor's proposal a blatant cost shift to local governments. Assemblyman Phil Pomazzano says Cuomo should just admit that property owners will pay more in taxes under the plan.
It's completely disingenuous. An insult and false for him to say counties have absolutely any say or control in the cost or growth in the Medicaid program.
The budget is due April 1. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.